Let's turn to the Gospel of Luke in chapter number 11. I invite you to stand with me, please, as we read a couple of scriptures. Let's stand together. Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. The other night I was driving home, had a couple hundred mile trip, and got a little weary along about middle of the way, and so I had to stop for a good cup of coffee and just walk around a little bit and get my blood flowing. So that's what I'm trying to do for you right now. I'm trying to get you to stand up and just get your blood flowing a little bit so I don't lose you in the message. So Luke chapter 11, verse 1, the message today, Lord, teach us to pray. This, of course, is the Lord's Prayer, also recorded in Matthew chapter 6. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he had ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Let us pray. Lord, like your disciples of old, we pray that you would teach us, Lord, to pray. As we've been encouraged in the song just now, that you would help us to start every day with you, to seek your face in the morning, at noon, and in the evening. Lord, may our prayers ascend up to you in 2004 like sweet incense. May it be like sweet incense in your nostrils. I thank you that you delight to hear us to pray, that you long for that. Forgive us, Lord, where we fail to pray. We fail to take everything to you like you want us to do. And I pray that through the message today we'll be challenged to pray, and also these other areas we're looking at, Lord, too, that we would be obedient to each and every precept. Again, thank you for the bread. Thank you for the juice and for what they represent. In Christ's name, amen. You may be seated.